this week, you please go to John chapter number 4. All day yesterday, I heard Brother Andrew preach. It was definitely good, but it seemed to be telling me what to preach for tonight. I'm glad my God still loves us with all that is His power, His glory, every bit of it. He still loves us, and thank God. John chapter number 4. This is a very familiar story. I want to preach tonight for a few minutes, if you'll listen and stay tuned, about a drink out of Jacob's well.
Yeah.
I believe tonight we've seen some things already. I believe some of us have already reached down and got a drink out of Jacob's well. I'm going to read a few scriptures and then we're going to pray to God. John chapter 4, I'd like to say, right in verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. And there cometh a woman out of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me drink. For his disciples were gone away into a city to buy meat. And then when the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Let's pray. Our kind Lord Jesus, merciful Father, thank you so much for tonight giving me the breath, the strength, and God, the body to preach unto you, God. Lord, I know we get caught up in preaching to the crowd, but God, tonight I just want to preach unto you, God. Lord, I pray you use me and dwell in me, Father, like you have when I got saved. I pray that holy anointing of God, that sweet oil out of the throne room tonight. Would God fill me from my head down to my feet? God, I want my whole body to be in subjection unto you tonight, God. I know I've sinned. I know my transgression is taught. God, I've named it to you one by one. Lord, would you please forgive us of our transgression? I pray anybody listening, I pray anybody in here, God, that has got sin in their way, Father, let us get it out of the way so we can worship and honor a thrice holy God. Tonight, would you please feed me out of this? God, as you have in times past, would you help me in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen. I would like to preach real quick some cool thoughts, some deep, you might call deep things out of Jacob's well. If you'll look, we'll see in verse 6, it's Jacob's well. You go back, man, Jacob had a well back in the day. An old man of God. And I want to be able to try to give you some types in here. Then I'll get to the 4 or 5 points on why we got to go back to the well.
Amen.
But the first thing that you notice, I want everybody to realize, is that this well, especially in ancient times, it's not like today where they had a pump and set it in there. It's not like that. They dug a well. And it would be, honestly to say, the well in this part, in this message, would be a type of man. This well could be a type of man. Let me just be honest with you. Man, some of us, if we're wells, we're not loose in the water.
Amen.
I'm telling you, Brother Liberator Bill said something. He said, one of the worst things, one of the most grievous things, and with tears in his eyes as he said it, he said, the most weary and the sickening thought is a dying church in a sick world.
Right.
And I would like to say that the wells that have been going around trying to minister unto a dry and nasty, dying world, we ain't been doing so great.
Right.
Now, the way the people draw wells, they had to, I looked this up, I wanted to have confirmation. It said the people, the way of ancient times, when they dig a well, at this point, they would have dug deep into the earth. And I want to just be honest with you real quick. It's going to take some digging to make a good well. We've got a well at the house that's pumping over 150 gallons a minute, something like that. And it's went pretty good. It had to go way down to get it. This well, though, it's type of as man.
I'll get to the stuff here in a second.
If this well is a picture of man, when God was digging this well, digging Brother Andy's well, he was digging that. Let's just say he had to go way down deep to get it. He said, how is that God himself had to come as a form of a man, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and had to go to a cross where he was mocked, persecuted, spit upon, just so he could dig a well for us to get a drink.
Right.
He had to go deep into the earth. And I believe with all my heart, hell is beneath us in the very earth that we stand in. And I believe God went to hell for our transgression. Now, did he go to hell to burn like the sinner? No. He went to go get the keys. I believe he preached the freedom and the captives that were there. A lot of things went on, but as little as then, he went down deep.
Amen.
I preached this one time in the Philippines, and I forgot all about it. You got a gift and a giver right here. Let's just put that. Water. If you got any soul, water is two hydrogens and one oxygen. You'll find the Trinity in water. The bucket. Now, this was something. The well is man. And this bucket is a type of Christ. Just so it was whenever Peter was in the boat, and he said, cast your net on the other side. The net was a type of Christ. Because he said the net broke due to the fishes. That's how we can understand that the net, it broke for the fish. The fish is a type of man. He broke for us. This bucket, the bucket, whenever they go to draw water, this is why the bucket's a type of Christ, when they draw water, it had to go down and come back up. And what about this? He had to go down empty to come back full. And we'll get to that here in a second. The way to draw water is you've got to go down and bring it back up. I want to be honest with you. I'm drawn from Jacob's well, the well of the Holy Spirit, just a few times that I can honestly say I went down empty and came back overflowing full.
Amen.
I don't know if Brother Andy knows this or not. The very first time I ever got to get in the glory was in an office back here.
Amen.
We stood there and we got to pray into a thrice holy God. And the breeze of the Holy Spirit fell through that evening. I can visibly remember, I honestly remember, I wasn't praying like Brother Ben was. I wasn't praying like Brother Matt. I wasn't praying like him. But being in a room, my heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
And I felt the glory of God like I've never felt it.
Yeah.
And you know when that was? I can honestly say I got the glory that night.
Yeah.
That was only a year ago.
Yeah.
Only a year ago. And I'm telling you, to go and draw from this well, you're going to have to get on your knees.
Right.
The only way America's going to get help is if she'll fall to her knees. Is this what God's trying to do through this sickness, just to bring her to her knees? Is this really what it is? Maybe if we'll look unto God tonight, maybe if we'll just bow ourselves in our hearts, if we'll put it under and look to Christ. Oh, maybe we see it with fire like we have seen. We're on some fertile ground. I know people are sick. I know people are hurting. But believe me, nothing good comes easy. I'm not preaching that this is a sign from God. I'm not preaching none of that. I'm just preaching to the person that's saved and looking to get a drink.
Amen.
The way to draw water is to go down.
Yes. Good.
And to come back.
Yep.
What about Elijah? That old satanic woman, Jezebel, pushed him up and had him pinned up. But he's looking for a sign. Let's make a short story. He was going for a sign and he said, God, I'm not finding the cloud.
Right.
And he said, go in.
Right.
Go back up. And he went up again. There was nothing. And he said, go back up. And there was a cloud.
Right.
I want to paint a picture in your mind tonight. Number one, I want us to go back. I want us to go down tonight. I want every one of us for this week and this year to go down because of a promise. God has promised us through His God holy word that He is coming back for His children.
Amen.
God said in His word that He'll bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. This is talking to the Christian. He said that if you'll call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He was with David when he killed the Philistine. And God help us, He's with us right now. If we'll go back, I want you tonight. I know you may be tired. I don't know who's watching. I don't know who it is. But if you're tired tonight, I want you to get a white knuckle grip on the things God has told you through His promise. Would you go back again? God has promised you just to go through the well. What did He tell this woman? He said, there cometh a woman out of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me drink. The disciples were gone away. And He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, if thou knewest the gift. You know what this gift is talking about? It's talking about in Romans. It's talking about the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If he just knew the gift. And he said, to give me strength, and I would ask him to give you living water. Tonight we can draw living water.
Yes.
Like I told you about this story when I got to pray in the glory. I'll never forget that for as long as my days.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. That was a drink that I'll never forget. A drink that blessed me up and down. And it can happen to you right now. If you'll go back, if you can't find the reason to go back to your knees and fall upon your face and fast and pray and turn from our wicked ways, if we can't find reason for that, do it for the promises He's given
you.
And let me tell you something, if that doesn't convince you, I want you to go back for the preacher. There's a promise He's given you. If you can't go back for the promise, go back for the preacher. I promise you, I've watched Brother Joe Arthur giving testimony and doing all this. There are times when we've never seen before. But no matter what it is, I hope to God it doesn't sit and sour these old time men of God, this waiting time. I hope it don't. But if they won't soak and sour, if the people will stand behind this preacher, if they'll stand behind this preacher, no matter, they may not be at church tonight, I know that. They may not seem like they're here, but if you'll just go back for the preacher.
Amen.
Won't you go back if you're for the promise? The preacher. Would you fall upon your face this evening after we leave? Would you fall upon your face and go back for the praise? I pray to God that every one of us, we have Stone Ridge coming up, and we've got a church camp that's coming up.
Right.
There's one thing we can honestly say, is them people praise God. I've seen it in this building where I stand, men three times, five times greater than I, stand behind this pulpit, and just testifying to God, and it's like you can see Him through their eyes. I like Brother Sammy Allen said right there. If there was anything, his body may have been feeble, but you look into his eyes, all you can see is him.
Amen.
Well, that's my point.
Yep.
Yeah. He said something. Brother Jerry Arnold was mentioned to me today. I remember what Brother Sammy Allen, the man of God, said. It was Brother Jerry Arnold's wife was come up from the altar and was walking back, and he stopped her and told her these words. He said, he's looking at you.
Amen.
He's looking at you. I don't know where you're at. I don't know where you're standing. I don't know if you're in a car. I don't know where you're at. But if I could tell you to exhort the brethren, he's watching you. He's seeing you. He's looking at you right now. And what would we do if we honestly seen God stand right here and he was looking at every single one of us? I wonder what we'd give him. Would you go back for the praise?
Hey.
We was working on this building. We was cleaning up some stuff out front here this morning. We've got the praise. We've got the promise, the preacher, the praise. But how about going back for the place?
Amen.
How about the place for crying out loud? Would you go back to your place? And I'm not talking about your home. I'm not talking about going home and getting on the internet. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that place where you set aside for God to meet with you.
Amen.
That place where you bowed yourself time and again. That place where you've seen God's movement. That place where you've seen souls saved. That place where you've seen your own heart change. Would we go back for the place? And tonight I wish you come back and bow your knees and fall upon your face for the church as we know
it.
The promise. Go back for the promise. Go back for your preacher. Well, if you can't find reason to bow your knee and stay full of God, go for the praise. Go for the place. What about this one? Go for the people.
Amen.
Would we go back for the people? God is, I ain't even got to understand yet the whole meaning of going back for the people. I believe it's so deep that going back, listen, God went for the people. When He died, when He came to earth, He didn't come to get all the glory and do all that. He had a job to do. We are supposed to honor and give Him glory now for what He's done. But He came for a purpose.
Amen.
And His sole purpose in His entire 33 years of living on this wretched, sinful earth was for the people. And if we ever get behind, I've seen church after church. They've got strong leaders. They've got good singing. They've got everything under control. But they won't go back for the people. Going back for the people is something different. How when was the last time, and I say this in conviction unto me, how when was the last time you begged God to save somebody for more than just 5 minutes? What about 10? How about 20? How about 30? You name it. That convicts me. What about that soul you left walking around today when you were supposed to witness to it? And God help us. What about Brother Charles Finney said this one time. He said, I'm not so much scared in this judgment. I'm not so much worried about my sin getting judged. He said, I'm not even necessarily scared about my spiritual sins before Christ, holy God. But he said, what scares me, as Charles Finney in his Holy Ghost mannered way said, I dread of what I could have been. That's what he said scares me. Was one day when that memory of our eyes are opened up and God would show us exactly without them wasted years, without them wasted seconds. What we did. Go back for the people. What about this next one? Go back for the pearly gates.
Amen.
They said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I know this is also a part of this people. Who is going to be holding your hand when you walk up to them gates? Who are you going to be leaving behind? That one song says, could it be that we're so heavenly minded that we forget our whole purpose? You can't find it for the praise, God. Pray, God, the promise. Help us, God, help us. For the preacher. You can't sacrifice 10 minutes of your time for the preacher. What about your praise? What about the place that you've been? The people. And do it for heaven's sake. The pearly.
Amen.
Heaven.
Amen.
I want to show you something, this quick thing. Jesus didn't draw the water here in this moment, in this passage.
Right.
He said, give me drink.
Amen.
We ought to have enough water and anointing and enough thrill and zeal in our hearts to give back to God everything that He's given us.
Right.
I've listened to preachers. He said, man, I've given everything that I've got. And thank God, because them's the ones that's going to make the difference.
Right. Amen.
And some having compassion, making a difference. Jesus wants you to go draw water. God, He's not going to force you to your knees. He's not going to make you. He's not going to slap you. If He asks you a question, would you go down for me? Would you go down? So let's go over this one more time, just so we get it. This bucket is a type of Christ. He went down for us.
Right.
Oh, what about this? The water in Genesis 1 is a type of man. The bucket is a type of Christ. Mm-hmm. Listen, He'd be coming back. He's coming down empty, but He'll be coming back full. He's coming back up to the top, going back up full.
Amen.
One, howdy, what a day when I get to go home with Him.
Hey.
Forever and ever. And I can honestly say I'll be able to see His face and everything will be great. He'll wipe the tears. I've heard a lot of preachers say there'll be no tears in heaven. Oh, there's going to be tears of joy and grief.
Right.
But He'll wipe away the tears. I'm done that night. I hope to God you sing something tonight. What about the promise? The praise, the people, the preacher? Would we go back tonight? I mean, would we honestly, before God, make a commitment to go back tomorrow and go get us a drink out of Jacob's well? And I'm done. I'm going to go ahead and pray. That's all right. Our Jesus, thank You, Lord, for helping me tonight.
Amen.
Lord, I thank You for the people that's watched. God, Lord, I pray they've got a blessing.
Yes.
God, I pray You've gotten me out of the way. I pray You twist and change the way the Holy Spirit has always hangs, always will. Everything that man's done, God, Lord, help us, forgive us of our fleshly carnal. Lord, may we go back tonight, God, tomorrow. May our minds go back into that well. Go way down deep and draw out some of the deep things of this King James Bible.
Amen.
And we go back and draw out them things that seem to be impossible to find. Lord, we'll be sure and give You all the honor, all the praise, all the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.